nice enough to join us from the Super Bowl, the greatest Super Bowl quarterback of all time, the one and only Joe Montana. How are you today, Joe?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
We're doing
good,
fine.
Joe,
thanks for your time. I know you're making the rounds today, and we appreciate it. Joe, what do you think of the whole notion of the outdoor cold weather Super Bowl in the first place?
Obviously, the guys made the who make that decision aren't playing. I don't know. It just seems to me that it should be, you know, when this game with the kind of magnitude this game has, it should be in a place where the weather, you know, won't be a problem. And, you know, I hate to see that be an issue for anyone in the game. We'd like to see both teams playing at their best. And, we'd all love New York, but, you know, I think it's just, and the game should be played in the elements. Yeah, I understand all that. But, you know, when it comes down to the Super Bowl, I think it should be somewhere where they can control that.
Well, you know, Joe, there's all these questions about Peyton's legacy, and you look at Joe Montana's legacy, 4-0 in the Super Bowl, and I know you guys respected each opponent. I'm wondering, which of the four Super Bowl wins did your 49ers go into with the biggest sense of, wow, this could go either way?
I don't think we ever thought that. I know it never crossed my mind. We all went in there with the thought that you're going to win, and I think both teams do that. And if you're thinking about losing, you're probably going to lose. It's just pretty simple. Once it gets in your mind that hey, there's a doubt, then you know you play with the doubt. And I don't think we ever did that.
Well, these two teams have the least amount of Super Bowl experience since you and the Bengals in 82. How did you guys keep from getting overwhelmed by that first Super Bowl experience?
Well, I think the thing that's most overwhelming about is not really the game. It's the week leading up to the game because you don't know what to expect. And nowadays, with as much media as there is, and then you have the social media on top of it, the game is just growing, and it's crazy. And when the family hits town, like today or tomorrow, I can't remember when they come in, either Wednesday or Thursday, oh, it gets really bad because no one's happy with their room. No one's happy with their tickets. And there's this party and that party and this guy playing there. Can you get me tickets to this? And hey, just leave me alone. I'm here to play a game. So I think that's the hardest part. And, you know, once the game gets going, it just becomes a game. Once that first you get hit a couple times, the first hit kind of says, okay, here we are. We're back. We're back at the Sunday and we're playing a game.
Now, Joe, is that what really Peyton ultimately has going for him, is that after all of this and people are spending really all of these 2 weeks talking about what this game means for Peyton Manning, what it means for Peyton Manning, what it means for his legacy or how he's remembered, what he's got going for him is once they get on the field, he knows how to play the game, be in the rhythm of the game and just play?
Yeah, I mean, if you just watch and listen to him, he's very intense. He's very studious about what he does and what it takes to get on the field and play at that level. And it takes a lot of time off the field. And, you know, he's been through this before, so he knows to let someone else control all that. And it's those guys who haven't been here. But like I said, no matter what happens up until then, once you get in the game, and especially at the quarterback position, and especially now, you know, it used to take, I couldn't wait to get hit the first time, just to kind of wake you back up and go, okay, this is it. Here we go, we're back. And whether it was a Super Bowl or any game. He's got a little bit of an advantage there, but, you know, to him, it's just another Sunday of preparation. And for him, he probably feels good because he had 2 weeks to prepare.
How difficult is it for not only the quarterback, for all players to deal with the extra timeouts and the halftime that can be upwards of 30 minutes?
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest thing you realize is how long TV timeouts are and how long halftime is. And, you know, because you get in a rhythm and you know how, you know, you get in there and it doesn't seem like you're in there very long, but that extra 10 minutes is a long, long time to be in the locker room at halftime.
Yeah, we've talked to Ronnie Lott a lot about that. Joe Montana with us. Joe, is it fair to assume that you have a special appreciation for what Peyton's going through after the neck surgeries, given the back issues that you had when you played?
Yeah, because I've also had I've had my neck operated on twice, too. And I'm not sure, you know how he's making it through there as well as he has, but it's great that he did, and you know, just like the doctor told me, I said, it should be fine now that you got some metal in there, but, you know, you never know. But hey, I think it's great. Fighting back from the injuries and going to another team and being able to take them to the Super Bowl is tremendous.
What impresses you the most about the way he gets his job done on the field?
His precision, you know, and demand of other guys out there to bring them up to perform to the level that he himself does and expects of himself. He would never ask anyone else to do that if he wasn't doing it, and he has that ability to make people believe.
So when you look at Peyton in this particular matchup against the number one defense, particularly with such a good secondary, who do you think the edge goes to, a savant-like quarterback or an athletic defense?
You know, it's kind of funny. I've heard some – I'm not a big statistic guy, but I've heard a few statistics the last couple of days. One of them was that when the number one offense has been in the Super Bowl, have you heard these?
Yeah, actually, my man Whitey here was running the smack earlier.
You're the only guys that won, right?
There's been like three times. It's like three or two and 13 and some crazy number. The number one defense has won 11 and three. And then somebody's also pointed out, they said, which this one probably doesn't matter as much because I don't think it's going to be that cold, but Peyton in games under 30 degrees. Did you see that one?
Yeah, it's not too
not
good.
Flattering,
not too
Joe.
Good.
Not flattering.
That metal must get pretty cold in his neck, huh?
I'm not sure how that affects the betting line, but but I still think Peyton's going to win. I think they're going to, you know, as much as I'd love to see Seattle win and get their first Super Bowl, and I've been friends with Marshawn, and actually Marshawn and my wife are working on this Beast Mode key that they're doing for charity in the Bay Area. So it would be fun to see him win, but unfortunately for Marshawn and Seattle, I think it's going to be Peyton.
Hey, Joe, we're going to ask you about M&Ms in just a moment here. Before we do, I'm wondering, a lot of people were bothered that you weren't there for the final game at Candlestick, and you explained you had some family things. Was it irritating at all that so many people thought that you should have been there?
Well, you know, I always go back and go, you know, if somebody left IBM and went to Apple, you know, if they were shutting IBM down, you think that guy would go back over to visit? It's just, there's something strange about athletics and what people expect you to do. And, hey, you know, I don't know. I wasn't always a big fan of Candlestick to begin with, even though I played there. Might have been the worst field that we played on throughout the years, but we have great memories there, but you know what, I don't live in the past much, and you know, they can say what they think I should do, but you know, I got to do what I believe, and you know, when my kids are involved in something, and for me not to be there or a certain time of the year that I can get with them when they're all together, then you know, to take it. We were together for 3 days. If I take a day and a half out to go to the game and do what I had to do, then I get a day and a half with my kids for Christmas. It's not that important to me.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Understood.
Well said.
Yeah.
This is not going to be the last game anyway. We're working on a game.
Oh, okay.
I shouldn't say this yet.
We're
working on a. Yeah, and we're working on a final flag football game.
Tremendous. If you need a diminutive wide receiver with hands, I am available.
It's going to be the 49ers again. I won't say who, but it'll be a big name team.
Are you telling us it's the Dallas Cowboys against the 49ers, Joe?
Could be.
Fantastic.
Or maybe it's the 49ers against the M&Ms out there. I know you have some things going on with M&Ms. What's up with them, Joe?
Well, you know, I've joined forces with M&M's, and, you know, they're putting their spokes candy main person yellow in their commercial coming up. But we've teamed up to do color commentary of the game on Twitter, and you can see us at MMS Yellow. It's going to be a fun little twist, doing some things with some pictures and some videos of the plays. And it'll be a little bit different, a lot of fun. I hope people will join in to see us, you know, because obviously when we're talking about color and commentating, yellow will handle the color and I'll handle the commentating.
Excellent.
So it's going to be fun. Look forward to it.
Joe, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it, sir.
You bet. My pleasure.
Thanks,
Take
Joe.
Care. Joe Montana.
There you